I'm just looking. Thank you. How often have we used that phrase when a salesperson in a store approaches us to see if they can be of assistance? We say those words to keep them at a safe distance, just looking. We're interested, but not willing to commit. We're curious, but don't really want someone pressuring us into making a purchase. So we say, thanks, I'm just looking. Well, Zacchaeus that day so long ago was curious when Jesus came into Jericho. The crowd was big and he was small. So small that he couldn't see Jesus because of the people in front of him. And so he shinnied up a sycamore tree, the perfect solution. He was high above the noisy crowd and he could get a glimpse of Jesus from a safe distance. Besides, let's admit it, he didn't have any friends in the crowd. You see, Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector for the Roman government in this prosperous town. And his position may have made him the most hated man in all of Jericho. He worked, first of all, for the occupying forces, and therefore was a traitor to his own people. What's more, he made money off his neighbors as part of a system primed for corruption. He was obliged to send in only what the Romans expected. So anything that he took in above that, he was free to keep. He was wealthy, it says. And in this case, that means it's an indictment rather than a description, because he had become wealthy at the expense of those who lived in Jericho. And so it's not surprising that no one would make room for him in a crowd, and certainly no one would want to be seen with Zacchaeus. And on that day, Jesus comes along. And the word is spread about Jesus, and Zacchaeus is one of the many in Jericho who want to see him, who are curious. But what does Zacchaeus expect to see? Well, maybe he would like to see what he saw when he had heard about Jesus eating and drinking with tax collectors and sinners. Maybe he has heard that in some of Jesus' story, it's the tax collector who's the hero, and the Pharisee who comes across as the fool. Or maybe he's heard that a man named Matthew, who was a tax collector, is among those of Jesus' closest followers. On the other hand, maybe Zacchaeus has heard that Jesus told the rich man to sell all that he had and to follow him. Or maybe he's heard Jesus' statement that it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle rather than for a rich man to enter heaven. After all, Matthew had to leave his tax collector's booth behind in order to follow Jesus. So what was it that made Zacchaeus seek Jesus out? Well, maybe the most we can say with any confidence about Zacchaeus is that he's curious. He wants to see Jesus, but not necessarily meet him. He doesn't necessarily want to touch him or be touched by him so that he can be healed. Where he is safe to say, just looking, thank you. If anyone accidentally spies him up there, that seems to be enough. I'm just looking. And suddenly this strange little man in a tree seems a little more familiar. Don't we all have times in our lives when it's easier to stay in our tree? To watch the events of the world as a spectator rather than come down and get involved? Rather than come down amidst the crowd and the dirt and the noise and the needs and the confusion and put one front in front of the other and follow the way of Jesus? Isn't it easier sometimes to say, in effect, I'm just looking when asked to help, to give, to be involved? And that to me becomes a call for those among us who are already involved, who try to do everything. It's a call for us, perhaps, first of all, to step back and encourage others to step forward and spend our time nurturing them in a new venture. Sometimes coming out of our tree, for those of us who are involved, means leaving our comfort zone and opening ourselves up to do something different that at first doesn't come easily to us. Many church communities experience this when the focus of ministry shifts from maintaining our own parish life to encountering and meeting the needs of wider communities. And that usually results in going into the world and bringing the church into the world rather than waiting for the world to come to the church. But for others of us, coming down out of our tree may mean it's time to get involved. Stop being a spectator and join the action. Maybe it's time to take on some ministry in the church, to get involved in the community, to serve, to connect, to be part of the welcoming, and to say yes. You see, Zacchaeus is you and me. But sometimes getting involved in these ways takes a leap of faith. Sometimes people don't ever come down out of the tree and say, "This is it, here am I. I'm ready to get involved." Or, "I'm willing to do something that maybe I don't think I'm ready to do, I'm able to do, or I'm capable of doing." In those moments, it can take a leap of faith to risk coming out of anonymity to step forward and offer ourselves in new service. So perhaps that leap of faith means deepening our commitment to our own spiritual lives, wanting to see Jesus as a good thing. But do we keep him at arm's length? Do we really ponder him from a distance rather than meet him where he is and come to know him, to truly love him, to serve him, and to be changed by him? Rather than grow more and more into his image and likeness, rather than to discover the meaning of our lives through a deep relationship with him, empowered by prayer, nurtured by participation in faith community, and nourished by the sacraments? Sometimes it takes a leap of faith for us to be renewed and to become part of the mission of the church. And that day in Jericho, Jesus looks up in the tree and he sees a little man clinging to his branch and commands him to hurry down because Jesus needs him, needs his hospitality, needs his welcome, needs his company. Jesus plucks Zacchaeus out of his tree and Zacchaeus is happy to welcome him. And then something amazing happens. In response, Zacchaeus chooses to serve and to connect with people whom he has previously neglected and abused. Zacchaeus could have said no. It would have cost Zacchaeus much less It would have attracted less attention, and it would have prevented the townspeople from having one more reason to grumble about something Zacchaeus did. And we know it may seem easier to go on with our own lives and continue our preoccupation with ourselves and our own agendas rather than allow the Messiah to invite himself over to lunch and allow him to delve into our lives and for us to expose our truer selves. It might be easier just to say, "Thank you, but I'm just looking." But if we're honest, we know from experience that it is not easier to go on with our own preoccupations, to try to take care of our worries ourselves. That actually there is tremendous ease and grace in letting Jesus take our burdens from us, to give ourselves over to Christ, to let Christ set our agenda, and to allow ourselves to become part of a community of faith that can strengthen us in ways that we can't on our own. It really is easier to stop scrambling up trees and allow ourselves to know the one who knows us completely and loves us still. Like Zacchaeus, we can take a chance, invite Jesus in, welcome him, and watch the radical change in our lives. And Zacchaeus's life changes greatly. He suddenly becomes a person of generosity and gratitude. Something in his encounter changed the way Zacchaeus saw the world. And now he could see people in need where before he only saw people that he could use. And that's part of what happens when we come out of the tree and allow Jesus to truly encounter us. Whereas before we might be just looking, Jesus helps us to really see. And suddenly we see real people with real needs all around us. We see real opportunities to become involved. We see true beauty in others whom we are likely to denigrate or to criticize. We see the astonishing array of gifts that God has given us in our community, in the people that we see day in and day out. Luke says that Jesus looks at Zacchaeus and says, "Today salvation comes to your house." And as a result, Zacchaeus is forever changed from a taker to a giver, from someone who focuses on himself to someone full of gratitude and generosity. And Zacchaeus is not unique. And maybe that's what makes this story so powerful. Zacchaeus is every person. We see it in ourselves over and over again, that when Jesus finds a home in us, the result is a generous heart. Giving becomes a joy, not a burden. And what's given may be money, it may be time, it may be some ability that can be shared with others. But time and time again, when Jesus plucks us out of the tree, we ripen into givers, not takers. We become workers, not watchers. We can become people who serve, not people who observe. On that day, Jesus came into Jericho, and Zacchaeus met him. Well, today Jesus comes into this place, and we encounter him. And as he looks at each one of us, he's inviting us to come out of our safe places, our lonely perch, and to dare to enter into the kingdom of God, knowing that we're not alone, because in a community of faith, we walk with one another and together we walk with the one who gives us life. May God bless us in our journey, bless our community, and empower our faith that we, like Zacchaeus, might come down from the tree and be open to change. Amen.